Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for March 30th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today, a Claude Code cookbook that basically broke GitHub over the weekend, some wild anti-scraping tools, Meta making big moves on ARM silicon, and a few quick hits you'll want to hear about.
Yeah, and honestly, the theme today feels like the tooling layer for AI development is just solidifying really fast. Let's get into it.
So the big story, there's a community-built guide to Claude Code that just crossed 5,600 GitHub stars over the weekend. It's basically a visual, example-driven cookbook with copy-paste templates for everything from spinning up coding agents to multi-agent orchestration and autonomous workflows.
5,600 stars in a weekend is wild. I looked through the repo and what impressed me is, these aren't toy examples. They've got templates for structured multi-step code generation, context management across large code bases, even agent-to-agent delegation patterns. That's the stuff that takes you hours of prompt iteration to figure out on your own.
Exactly. And the advanced sections on wiring Claude into CI/CD pipelines are particularly interesting. This is the kind of resource that signals Claude Code has crossed from early adopter curiosity into mainstream dev tooling. Link in the briefing if you want to bookmark it.
Right. And what's interesting is the timing. If you've been evaluating Claude Code against Cursor or Copilot or Devon-style agents, the on-ramp just got dramatically shorter. When community resources hit this level of polish, it usually means the tool is about to become table stakes. I wouldn't be surprised if Anthropic accelerates their agent SDK roadmap because of this. The community is clearly pulling them forward.
Totally agree. Shifting to other AI news, there's a fascinating piece on collaborative work between humans, AI, and formal proof assistants, making real headway on Knuth's Claude Cycles problem. It's a concrete proof point that hybrid workflows outperform any single approach alone.
That one caught my eye too. If you're building anything involving formal verification or math-heavy reasoning, this is the pattern to study. Not just AI alone, not just humans alone, but the combination with proof assistance in the loop.
And on a very different note, there was another wrongful arrest based on AI facial recognition. A Tennessee woman arrested for crimes in North Dakota. She didn't commit. If you're building anything with biometric matching, this is a serious litigation signal.
Yeah, expect tighter procurement requirements and mandatory human-in-the-loop mandates, especially from government buyers. That story is going to be in every RFP conversation for the next year.
Also worth flagging, there's a deep dive making the rounds about how bad the bot situation has gotten across the web. Like, way worse than most people realize.
Which ties perfectly into one of the coolest dev tools we saw today.
Right? Miasma. It's an open source tool that detects AI web scrapers and feeds them into an endless loop of poisoned content. Basically, a data tar pit for bots.
I love the elegance of it. Instead of just blocking scrapers, you're wasting their compute and polluting their training data. It's a usable defense-in-depth layer you can deploy today, though obviously expect an arms race with scraper operators.
Absolutely. Another fun one, Sheet Ninja. It's a ShowHN project that wraps Google Sheets into a proper CRUD API. If you're prototyping something this week and spinning up a real database feels like overkill, this cuts your back-end setup to basically zero.
Okay, that's actually genius for MVPs and internal tools. I can think of three projects right now where that would have saved me a day of setup. Also, there's a Go library called LSP that gives you a complete LSP 3.17 implementation. If you're building editor extensions or AI-powered code assistants, that saves you weeks of protocol plumbing.
And I have to mention the CSS Doom demo. Someone rendered full 3D Doom in pure CSS. No JavaScript at all.
That's one of those projects that makes you question everything you thought you knew about CSS. Not production useful, but the techniques around CSS 3D transforms are genuinely worth studying if you're building creative web experiences.
Moving to infrastructure, Meta is co-developing a new class of ARM-based data center chips with ARM directly. This is a big deal.
Huge deal. The x86 monoculture is ending faster than most teams have planned for. If you're optimizing workloads or deploying to cloud providers, start testing your ARM builds now. Don't wait for this to surprise you.
On the releases side, there's a Rust-based Minecraft server called Pumpkin gaining traction. Plus, Owncast is trending again. That's the self-hosted streaming server with built-in chat. Both worth looking at if you're in-game servers or building community features without Twitch or YouTube dependencies.
The Pumpkin project is a great example of why Rust keeps eating into Java's territory for high-performance server workloads. The performance characteristics are just significant.
Okay, quick hits. GitLab founder Sid Sijbrandij wrote a really moving piece about battling cancer by channeling energy into founding companies. Voyager 1 is still running on 69 kilobytes of memory and an 8-track tape recorder, which honestly puts all of our memory optimization complaints in perspective.
69 kilobytes, and uBlock Origin is trending on GitHub again, which, if you're not running it, what are you even doing? Also, someone built a way to turn your Kindle into a personal newspaper with automated content delivery, which is delightful.
So here's the takeaway for today. The Cloud Code Cookbook hitting 5,600 stars in a weekend tells you where the center of gravity is shifting. AI coding agents are moving from interesting experiment to standard workflow, and the teams with repeatable agent patterns are going to ship faster than those still writing prompts from scratch.
And on the flip side, the anti-scraping tools and the bot crisis reporting point to a growing market for content protection infrastructure. If you're building anything that generates or serves content, investing in bot detection and data poisoning defenses is no longer paranoia. It's table stakes.
Well said. That's your Builders Briefing for March 30th. All the links and details are in the show notes. If any of these stories sparked an idea, go build it this week.
And if you build Doom in CSS, please let us know. See you next time.